Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. By midsummer, many adults are thinking of ways to provide something for kids to do until school begins. Well, why not start a gardening project? You can introduce your youngsters to the joy of gardening and at the same time get them some exercise of their bodies and their brains. To be successful during the summer months, plant seeds or plants that will thrive in our hot, humid climate. There's a good selection of flowers, vegetables, and herbs that can be grown this time of the year, and you can find transplants at your local nurseries and garden centers as well as seeds. Whatever you decide to grow, start with a well-prepared bed, or to save on the labor of bed preparation, you can also garden in containers. To prepare a garden bed, remove any weeds or grass from the area, then dig the soil to a depth of about 8 inches. Now, for small kids, this can be a physically challenging and difficult task, and you're going to have to help them with it. But let them do as much as they can. When you get these kids to garden, make sure that you buy tools that are appropriately sized for them. Most nurseries and garden centers these days have tools that are sized for children. Kids really can't use adult-sized tools safely, so get them their own tools. It makes them really own the garden as well and gets them excited. Now, after you've removed all those weeds and turned the soil over to a depth of 8 inches, sprinkle a little bit of fertilizer over the area, just any complete fertilizer from your local nursery, and about a 2-inch layer of organic matter like rotted leaves or bagged compost or homemade compost or bagged manure will all work well. And then thoroughly work that organic matter and fertilizer into the soil. Rake it smooth and you have a bed that's slightly higher than it was before. That's good because it will improve the drainage and it's ready to plant. Now, in the educational part of this, because after all, you want to teach the kids something, they may ask you why we put fertilizer in the soil and organic matter. Well, a simple answer on the fertilizer would be that it provides mineral nutrients that the plants need. You can compare fertilizer to vitamins. Mention that although we call fertilizers plant food, plants make their own food through photosynthesis. They actually absorb light and create their food out of it. Plants more or less eat light, but the fertilizer will be there to help make sure they're vigorous and healthy and produce well. The organic matter also helps enhance the growth of our vegetables, and we add organic matter to the soil to make it looser, lighter, and that allows the roots to penetrate and grow through the soil more easily, and that makes the plants healthier, more vigorous, and perform better. If you decide to garden in containers, choose a commercial potting soil that's light and well-drained, and then make sure the containers that you're using do have drainage holes. This is critical to allow excess water to drain away when you water. And choose larger containers because they dry out more slowly, and they give you a lot more options in what you can plant. And there's a lot of different things you can plant. When you're fertilizing plants growing in containers, you can use your favorite water-soluble fertilizer, or a slow-release formulation could be used as well. You're going to find transplants of colorful flowers for sunny or shady spots at the local nurseries. A great herb to plant right now is basil, but there are a lot of other herbs that you can find available as well. Some of the vegetables you can plant from seeds include southern peas, okra, and peanuts. These are all easily grown for kids. I talked to so many gardeners to say that an adult introduced them to gardening when they were children. Gardening is one of the best ways to put children in touch with nature. Planting a few vegetables will help kids realize that food doesn't just appear on grocery shelves. So take some time and open a child's eyes to the wonder of gardening. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.